Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, and welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Today I have Mr. Same Camera, Different View, the Gordon Parks of the hip-hop industry, Mr. Shannon McCullum. What's good, Shannon?
Hey, always good, man. And actually, a Same Camera, Different Eye.
Oh, now
it's... Same camera, different...
Wait, say that again. Yeah. Same camera, different eye?
Same Camera, Different Eye. That's my company name, yeah. And I came up with that is because initially we to some degree, we're all using the same kind of camera, you know, and one camera is not going to make you take better pictures than the other. It's your view, it's your perspective and what you're seeing. We all see things differently. We all, you know, pick up a camera and we're not going to shoot, you know, the same exact subject the same way. So, same camera, different eye. That's kind of my thing.
I love it. So let's get right to on. Business, man. You know, when I go to visit my kids at their school, everybody mm-hmm. knows me as Jaden or Jordan's dad. Whenever I walk yep. around, it's Jaden's dad, Jordan's dad. Oh my God, he's here. Yep. I'm pretty sure people are now looking at you and saying, "That's little Yachty's dad." How does that feel? Yep. Do you ever tell anybody, "Nah, that's not my name"?
I think in the beginning, well, you know, that's a high honor, first off, for somebody to say, "Hey, that's Jaden's dad." It's like, okay, y'all seen me enough to know, you know, who's my kid and my face recognized, you know, have my face recognized. But I think before somebody walking up to me saying, "Hey, that's Lil Yachty's dad," I think just like you, going up to like my kid's school and saying, "Hey, that's Miles' dad," you know, or going into the office and the principal comes over to shake your hand, or because they know you're there to volunteer or to pick up your kid or to eat lunch with them. So to backtrack a little, just being called Miles' dad, and then you know, when my daughter started going to school, you know, "Hey, that's Nina's dad." It was golden to me. Yeah. Super golden.
Man, I agree big time. Cause you know, there's those times that I'll joke around with the kids and I'll say, "Hey, do you know my name?" But knowing that they know me, it feels really, really good because it showed that I put in my work or I put in my time caring about my son's education.
Yeah. And the teachers know.
Yeah,
and they know.
You got to build those relationships, you know, man, no matter what.
You got to build those relationships, man. It's important for them to know that the father is present.
Yeah.
You know, very present. And, you know, and I tell you, me and my kid's mom divorced when Miles was six. But one thing we as parents decided is that this is not going to change our family dynamics, which I was very fortunate because you know, we've always remained cool. I even though we divorced, I could still go over and help Miles with his homework. I could go eat dinner with him. I could, you know, matter of fact, weekend she had business trips. I live kind of not close, and she would be like, "Hey, stay at my house while I'm out of town, and you can take the kids to school," and you know. So we've always had that tight knit, and she realized from a young age that, you know, my son at the age of six, he needs his dad, you know, and I didn't run from it. You know, a lot of cats, you know, think just by paying child support that, you know, "Hey, I'm taking care of my kid." You know, it's, to me, the present is way more important than your money every 30 days, you know. Just They are not going to remember all how much you paid in the 18 years. The thing that's most important is, you know, how much did I get to do with you? How much time did I spend with you? What did you teach me? What values did I get from you? You know, those are things that kids look up to. You know, it ain't about that dollar. It's about your efforts and your time. And that's what I think is important to a child. when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh man, I agree big time. You know, over here, I always tell people, presence over presence, right? Where it's like, show your presence before the gifts, right? And you're a testament to that, especially with the co-parenting. I know that's not, you know, that's not always easy. So, you know, big ups for that.
It's not. No. Yeah. It's a, and thank you. It's, you know, you gotta make it work. You know, I could have, there were times when, you know, she wasn't a fan of me, you know, and you know, since we were freshly divorced, who I was dating or whatever. But I think the most important thing is that I humble myself to say, hey, listen, I am here to support and help you in any way possible, not just in the dollars. I mean, like, you call me at the last minute and you stuck in traffic and I need to pick up the kids, no problem, I'm on the way. I need to get Miles from baseball practice or whatever, you know, let's make it work together, you know. So that made a difference in we handle things. And I think also, I don't think I know, actually, it made a huge difference in our kids, you know, our kids seeing, damn, my mom and dad, you know, are not even married anymore, but they operate, you know, like we're still one unit, you know, like nothing. You can't come over dad's house and say, mom said I could eat this or I could go do this. And it's like, no, she didn't. You know, I talked to your mother and she told me to make sure you didn't do this or do that, you know. So we were always equally yoked and still are, you know, it's who he has become. You know, we still are. And to I tell you what's funny now is to be recognized by somebody I've never seen in my life and say, you're Yachty's dad. You know, it's crazy. And it's just, my goodness, it's just, you know, it's that circle of 14, 15 to about 21, 22, you know, that know him. And I guess that I've seen me online or seen my presence on his page or my page. And it's just like, it's unearthling. It's like, God, somebody knows me through my kid. You know, it's like,
kind of crazy.
It's crazy. You know, it is crazy. It happened to me recently in Jamaica. You know, it's like, whoa, man, the gate agent's like, whoa, Yachty's dad. I mean, he had a whole moment and I was just like, whoa, this dude knows who I am. You know, and then it's a whole like, you know, can you tell him this? Can I take a selfie? You know, there's so many funny things that come out of it, but it just makes you proud, man. It just makes you super honored and proud. And already, I'm super proud of his achievements. But for somebody to recognize me and you know, be like, whoa, man, you a lot of, you know, what's funny? A lot of people like to say, he has a song called. Mom, you made a star or something like that. And so to see, you know, him say something like that and be so proud and people say things like that. And then it's like, wow, like it's bigger than that, you know, honestly, because even though we didn't come from the same house, Miles came from a two parent household. I mean, not household, but a two parent upbringing. And he had an advantage that a lot of people didn't have because his mom came from a corporate background and I came from a artsy background. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I took him on photo shoots and saw how I operated and got to be around different producers and rappers and, you know, entertainers. And also, you know, had the sense of his mother being such a super sharp businesswoman and knowing how to, she was in pharmaceutical sales at the time, and she knew how to handle her clients, and she saw that, you know. So I think it's important for the kid to see what you do, how you conduct yourself, because if you're conducting yourself in a terrible manner or if you're conducting yourself in a good manner, either way, people are paying attention. Man. You know, your kids are paying attention. Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, I agree with everything you said. I think, you know, what we put in front of them matters, especially with like you, you followed your dad's footsteps, right? You, I know yep. I read somewhere that you used to go to the studio with him and you would, help him actually develop some of the pictures. So some of those teachings from him where he set that foundation, is that the same way that you do with your kids, where you think about the foundation first?
Man, absolutely. I mean, it's like if you're an amazing if you pick up an instrument and you know you play saxophone or trumpet, and if you want to get really good at it, you know, not only do you need to practice every day, but you need to go do your research and see who played that instrument before you ever picked it up and who was amazing at it. Not just good, but like amazing. So it's kind of in that vein, like, you know, pick up a trumpet and who am I going to go Google? I'm going to go Google Miles Davis and see how he went about things. You know, if I pick up a guitar, I'm going to probably, you know, Google B.B. King or Santana or somebody like that. Yeah. So the same thing came to me with my art, you know, is I knew from the jump I wanted Miles to be an artist. I knew I didn't know what type of artist, but I knew I wanted him to be an artist because I did not want him to have a real, you know, go clock in and work for somebody type of job, because he was so skilled at paying attention to everything that I surrounded him with when it came to the arts. Like every Saturday, we would either go through the High Museum or we went to the art galleries. I took him to art exhibits, and he probably at the time hated it. But when we were there, he paid such attention to it. Like he would show me things, and you know, and paintings and photographs, and we both really got into whatever I was into, he was into.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think it almost seems like you helped them, like kind of like level up, right? Where it's like, I want you to be an artist, but let me show you all of these different things that can be done with art. Like all of these different aspects, you know, music, architecture, you know, whatever, you know, website design, right? That's art also. So it's almost like you didn't push your dreams on him. What you did was you took his dreams, or what you dreamed was his dreams, and just showed him more to it. Because I remember listening that he wanted to be famous. What I did. Yeah, I heard him say something like he wanted to be famous since like 8 or 9 years old, right? But eight or nine years old, you don't know what famous means besides, you know, the people knowing you.
So. Right. Right? It's true. So yeah, cool. Yeah. So everything based around me is I believe in things from the root. I mean, like you take a shovel, you sow your seeds and you water them every day, and if you want it to grow, then you have to nurture it. You know what I mean? And I knew that I wanted Miles to, but I wanted him to have such an appreciation and love for art. You know, that was my main thing. You know, I want you to be an artist, but I want it to be a part of your life. I just want you to love it and appreciate it like I do. And that's why at such an early age, I turned him on to so many different types of music, because I was into so many types of music. And I just didn't want him to be, you know, bogged down with thinking all you have to listen to is, you know, urban radio or what's on the radio, you know. And I taught him at an early age, you know, don't just have black friends. Have friends of different backgrounds. That way you can learn more about the culture, you know, different cultures. And that was so important to me, you know. And I worked for an airline, and I tried to twice a month, you know, sometimes more than twice, but at least twice a month, I tried to take him somewhere, him and his little sister. Mm-hmm. And so you could see something different than your zip code, you know. Let's eat somewhere different. Let's not always go to the Domino's or the Pizza Hut. So let's go to, you know, a little mom and pop pizza place with the brick oven.
Yeah.
So you can taste what a real pizza slice tastes like, you know, and not something from the exposure. You know what I mean? So and I tell you what's interesting is I have an older son, and they're all three of my kids are 6 years apart. But my older son is not by my ex-wife. It was by my college girlfriend. And she just kind of didn't let me open that world up to him. And, you know, and so what that did was that took a toll on his upbringing because he wasn't around as much. But what it did for me was it made me zero in on Miles like you couldn't believe. Like it was like, okay, so I got this kid and my ex-girlfriend is tripping. All she cares about is a dollar figure. She don't care about if he succeeds or we can find something that's important to him. You know, it's just like, I want this. So what happened in return is I just went triple hard on Miles. I mean, like, Dude, I would go up to the school every day. You know, I would go up there and show my face. I'd go up there and speak to his class. I was the kid, the dad that brought donuts. I brought cupcakes. I did all that because I didn't want to have a relationship go by the wayside again and not have my son in my life like my first kid, you know, his mom made it so hard. And now he regrets that. He's, you know, he hates that his mom did that. But, you know, these are things that we learn and we grow. And you know, like I tell him, hey, man, you know, when you become a father, don't let that happen. You know, yeah. stay on top of that and make the difference. You know, don't let that happen to you. What happened to me? You know, so with Miles, man, dude, I mean, he became like one of my closest friends. I mean, I was his dad, but it was just like, I love that little dude because he just started getting it. Like, he used to get excited to get in the car. By the time he got to middle school, by the time he became 10, 11, or 12, he got excited to share music with me. You know, he got excited to share, get in the car and snatch the aux cord and be like, Dad, have you heard this? You know,
other people's music, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he really got to a place where he turned me on to so much. I mean, he was the first one to turn me on to Wiz Khalifa. And I was like, and he must have been about 12 or 13. And I was just like, wow, who's this guy? And then in return, he would turn me on to, I was really into 80s rock, you know, and I had him listen to a lot of 80s rock. And you know, next thing I know, he's in the Hall & Oates. So yeah, man, it's just. My whole thing with fatherhood is the biggest thing to me is FaceTime, you know, is letting them see you, you know, just going over. Sometimes I might not have just a whole lot of money to go hang out. Let's hang around the house. Let's watch TV. Let's, you know, any of those little things. As long as I was around him, you know, it made for a better time for both of us.
So let's jump around a little bit. I want to come back to the dynamics, but first, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, now that somebody like Miles has become so famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be difficult for you to go out with any of your kids, especially if he's around. So what are the little things that you're doing outside of the house that remind you that fatherhood is lit, even though everybody's eyes are on you? Like, what's that special thing that you guys still do that reminds you of the childhood?
We still go get pizza. Mm-hmm. Like, we still go. That's his favorite. And every Friday night, our thing used to be, we used to go to California Pizza Kitchen every Friday or every other Friday. And, you know, he just loved it. You know, it's just his thing. So pizza was all one of our big things. So we still do that. You know, it makes it tough because they stare at you while you're eating, or they interrupt and want to take a picture. And then I got to be the mean person and be like, hey, can he eat first? And, you know, and then you can get a selfie with him. Another thing, is he's not your little boy anymore. You know, I got to share him with everybody now because everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
You know, I literally have to share him. So it's as many pros that come with having a celebrity kid. Honestly, it's a lot of cons too, because he just can't move the way he used to move. Yeah. It's just a lot different because eyes are on him. And he wanted this life. He wanted to be famous. He said to me and his mom, I'm going to be famous one day. When I tell you, he used to say this all the time. I said, doing what? He said, I don't know yet, but I'm going to be famous.
I'm going to make it. Well, he had a dream, right? He wasn't sure what that dream was, but
man,
at least he didn't come through and kill it.
It couldn't. I wouldn't dare do that. You know, and I think what was more important is, and an artist, and he supported my dream. When I wanted a camera, I waited all the way until I got to be about 19 or 20 to ask for a camera. And mind you, I had been around going on shoots with my dad and from 6, 7, 8, and he never forced anything on me. But I waited till I got that old to be like, you know what? I think I want to do this. And not only did he support me, but my mother supported me. And I wanted to shoot rappers. You know, I got into the little hip hop world, and Atlanta was big at the time in hip hop. And that's all I wanted to do. I didn't want to shoot anything else. I wanted to travel with musicians. I wanted to work with musicians. And you know, you just have to have a mindset of this is what I want to do. This is how I want to make a living. And that's what he did. You know, he decided I've seen it done. So
yeah, you just I can do support. It. I guess my biggest question is more like my son. He's, you know, he's a short kid, hasn't even hit puberty yet. He's learning how to play basketball pretty good. He tells me all the time, I want to be a professional basketball player. Just by looking at his stature, looking at his effort, and then, you know, kind of like comparing him to the kids around him, he has a lot of work to do if you want to catch up to it. But I can't just come out and tell him, yo, Jaden, there's no way in hell you're going to become the next Kobe. So how would you advise somebody like me or another parent to not kill the dream and just try to help them out?
You know what I would say? I would say I would be 1,000% honest with him. I'd be like, look, you're probably not going to be 6'6", or probably not going to be 6'7". So if this is what you really want to do, let's really hone in on your dribbling skills. Let's study, you know, the greats, the guys under 6 feet, you know, the Nate Archibalds and the Muggsy Bogues and the era.
And all of them. Ooh, the good guys.
You know, I mean, showing Steph Curry's college reel, YouTube, Steph Curry, because Steph Curry was a beanpole. He was little. He wasn't quite 6 feet, but he still learned how to. He still took 200 jumpers a day, and he still, you know, he learned to dribble with a blindfold. So those are little things that, you know, if you're gonna be good, then you're gonna have to put the work in, and you're gonna have to come up. You're gonna have to set some cones up, and you're gonna have to do some dribbling exercises, because you're gonna have to be one of the best point guards out there. You know, that can handle the rock, and you're gonna have to know how to make other players around you better. You know, so I would just hone in on things that are obvious that can make a difference in him one day, maybe getting a scholarship. You know, and it's focus on things that, you know, you may not be the one to be down there banging with the 6'8" and the 6'9" power forwards, but you can damn sure be quick on your feet. You can damn sure get to the hoop without messing with the without having to have so much height or, you know, just focus on things that can make you that much better. And I would say those things are defense, ball handling skills, working on your jump shot, your you know, become a good free throw shooter, just strong basic things, you know.
The little things that you could actually control instead of getting over the, you know, getting upset about the things you don't have control of.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So for, you know, I know you have three kids. One is a daughter. How has it been on the dating scenes for both your daughter, Miles, and your oldest kid? Like, have you been like pressured to pull out a gun and tell somebody, yo, you're not good enough yet? Because I know with Miles, I know women are throwing themselves on him. And I'm 100% sure that men are doing the same thing to your daughter just because of the affiliation. So
So my daughter's just 15.
Look at that. But even worse, because you don't know what the kids want, right?
Exactly. And you know that a lot of them are... And she goes to the high school he went to.
Oh, man.
So that makes it tough. You know? And it makes it tough because now we got teachers... That probably show a little favoritism.
Yeah, 100%.
We got teachers that hate. We got little girls that hate her because of who her brother is and how she dressed every day. You know, she dressed like a little rich 15-year-old kid. And I have talks with her all the time. It's like, hey, you know, Nina, a lot of times everybody's not going to be your friend. And a lot of times those people want to hang with you because of who your brother is. Or a lot of times, you know, all these boys are, you know, trying to get next to you. Like, you know, when she had prom and her little guy she's dating, who me and Miles both met. You know, we met the little kid, and I was really tough because, you know, this, first of all, you're the baby, yeah. So and you're the daughter, and we don't know anything about this kid. Is he in it for you? Is he in it because he wanna be able to come over to the house and meet Miles at Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, is he trying to rap for you? Is he trying to spit some bars?
Right. And turns out he's a great kid. His mom is a doctor, and he every time he sees me, he's yes sir, no sir, very respectful. So so it's nice. It's nice, and you know, he doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't try to get any free tickets, or you know, he's just a good kid that goes about his work the right way, and do what he's supposed to do. You know, now some of these girls, man, I don't know. I really don't.
You ever catch yourself telling them, you know, that girl over there, she's fine, man, but I'm just not feeling her. There's something about her that's just not
yeah,
hitting.
Yeah.
And how does that go? Totally. Like, does he tell you, Dad, leave me the hell alone? Or does he listen? Or like, how does that even, like, I know my son. My son lies to me all the time. He tells me he doesn't have a girlfriend. And I'm like, dude, stop lying to me. so how does that typically go? Like, do you have to, like, you know, do you have to hit him with that line of, yo, I brought you in, I'll bring you out?
I don't have to go that far. Mm-hmm. But if the one thing about Miles is he not just gonna, I don't think he's just gonna, his character is good on when it comes to, matter of fact, at his age, his character is way better than my character was.
So it's the foundation. You know, it's the foundation.
It's the foundation. There you go. And one thing I always tell him is make sure she's into you. Make sure the girl really likes Miles. You know. You aren't your little Yachty. Little Yachty is something that it's a part of who you are, but that's not your core. You know, your core is Miles McCollum. Your core is the things that we set forth, and it ain't just me. It ain't his mother. You know, when you got a good foundation like my mom and dad, and the things they did for him, you know, it goes back to that foundation and those roots. You know, it's a whole other generation that supported his dreams on going to summer camp and going. You know, that he got accepted into a CNN news camp. You know, those were my parents that paid for a lot of that stuff, and that, you know, if I couldn't pick him up or drop him off, my mom was doing it. So it's a family effort.
It's a village.
Yeah, man, you said it. It's a village.
So your dad actually helped out. Well, your parents actually helped out with you and Miles and the rest of your kids. Did you have that discussion with your dad one day where you sat down and you were like, yo, I can't believe this. Like, I can't believe that Miles has taken it this far. And how did that feel between you and your dad? I think I probably would have been crying, man.
You know, it's hard. Even today, man, and it's been almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's May. He graduated 3 years ago in this month. You know, and and we're talking 3 years removed from high school.
Which is, you know, not college. He's still a baby.
He's still a kid, man. He's still a damn kid. So, it's almost, I mean, he to be in movies and to have shoe deals and, you know, not just be a rapper. Miles has done so much more than just to go spit 16 bars, you know. Yeah. He became a brand. He's on chips and he's on this and he's in commercials. And so I think I'm saying all that to say is my dad still to this day is just like, you know, like, wow. You know, my dad is the one, you know, which I'm going a little private now, but my dad is the one that, you know, put his name on that penthouse because mm-hmm. he wasn't old enough,
yeah.
You know, and he didn't have any credit. And, you know, me and his mom at the time definitely didn't make enough money to say, hey, you know, we can afford this $8,000 a month or $10,000 or $5,000, whatever it was, you know, a month rent and to live in this penthouse. You know, I didn't have that kind of credit or I didn't have that kind of money in the bank that they wanted you to have before, you know, you signed the lease. And so if we go back to that, you know, back to the beginning, it's still my dad. You know, it's my dad put his name on it. Something happened, no matter how much money Miles got, it still fell on my dad. You know, it still would. If you bust a window, if one of your friends light it on fire, or they didn't do something stupid, it falls on your grandfather. You know, it's bigger than you.
He's liable.
But there's never been one chance time that Miles has let anybody disrespect his home, or Miles disrespected our family, or, you know, it's always been he's always been full of gratitude. You know, he's always, you know, always been full of gratitude with his grandmother and his grandfather, and appreciative of things that they have said and done that has made his life a lot easier and better, you know. So, foundation.
I mean, I think that's insane. Like, I think it's like so dope to hear that it's, you know, people think when they think about generational wealth, they think about cash.
Right.
And that's not necessarily it. Like, just hearing you talk about your dad and how he helped your dreams, but then took it a step further and helped your son's dreams. That's generational wealth.
Because that's came with real generational wealth.
Yeah. And I think real that's generational that a lot of us forget. You know, we go chase the dollar and we forget that sometimes the dollar's cool. Nothing wrong with that. But the real help comes from within. You know, it's from your family. Like, who loves you and who you love.
Man, you said, and to me, that's a bigger gift than the dollar.
Yeah.
It's a bigger gift. Because like I said, at 18 or 19, he couldn't have got that penthouse. I don't care how much money you make. You couldn't have got that penthouse. People want to see your longevity. People want to see credit. You know, if you're going to try to go down here and rent a big penthouse, you damn near might have to put $20,000 down or something crazy, you know, just because they don't know who you are and you're liable, and you know, but a man that established himself a working career over the last 40, 50 years, how long my dad been working, and somebody that's paid a mortgage for 30, 40 years, and somebody was, you know, that's paid off cars and, you know, established, he can go and do that, and he can make it easier for you, you know? And so that goes back to family. Everybody family can't do that, you know? Everybody family can't go sign a name on a penthouse downtown and or a penthouse in New York or a penthouse in L.A. that costs God knows what, and the mortgage is this every month, or I want to even put their name on it. You know, some family members are like, nah, you ain't finna mess up my credit. You know, they don't 100%. Know. They just don't know.
No, I agree with you big time.
My father my father totally believes in him. My father totally believes in me, and he totally believes in Miles' character. He believes in my character. And you know, I take a step further, which is even funny. My dad gets recognized.
That's insane, man.
Isn't that insane? Yeah, my dad gets recognized, and he gets recognized because he works at Morehouse College, which is an all-men's college. He's the head photographer there. And so somehow, some way, the kids know that's Yachty's granddad. Oh, man, a whole lot of love and respect. And to see your father be proud and laugh and smile because he gets so much love from the kids, that's priceless, man. That's priceless.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that. Like no. I remember my oldest son and my middle child graduated from elementary school the same day. One from fifth grade, one from kindergarten. And that same day I saw awards, like my son killed it. You know, he had a whole bunch of awards that day, my oldest. And then my youngest got the awards. And I was telling my wife, I was like, yo, that was the greatest day of my life. Because I didn't have to pick between the two. I actually saw both of them, but it was the accolades that really got me, where it was like, you know, forget about the fame, forget about the money. Hearing his teacher say that they were good at certain subjects or even great people in general, that made my day.
All right now.
That made my life.
Man, that's so awesome, bro.
Yeah, so it's crazy hearing this, man. I love it. I love it. You know, one last question for you, I guess. I don't want to take up too much of your time. is now as a now as your kids are older, all three of them, has mm-hmm. there ever been a time when they've that when you've asked them to do something and they told you, "Nah, we're good. Like we already." Not that they feel that they're better than you, but they've experienced more. Like, you know how sometimes kids feel they know everything?
Yeah.
So has there been a time that really like set you off, and how did you deal with that? Even with like Yachty, you know, like how do you bring people back down to size?
I haven't had to deal with anything like that. I think one time. Has there been a time where he went Yachty on me instead of Miles?
I hope not, because I have a feeling you're gonna put him in his place.
absolutely, you know, and just like, I mean, I'm still dad. Yep. You know what I mean? I mean, regardless, you know, I can embarrass you and post a million kid pictures that you would want to kill me on.
You got him in the stands.
You know what I mean? Because yo, come on, man, I got him all. I got him in the cock. Like I mean, you grew up a photographer's son.
You it's know? A wrap. So it's a wrap. That's it.
It's a wrap, dude. I got you from 0 to 21.
That's hilarious. I think that's the ultimate card right there.
So don't let me show out, but I really haven't had to. You know, man, I'm so proud to say he's a super good kid, man. I mean, not just saying that to be saying that, but he really is. He's a well-respected, good kid. He doesn't give us trouble. He never gave us trouble. You know, the only thing that I could say that probably bothers me now is that I think he spent too much money.
Yeah.
And you know, my mom told me something. She said, well, if you were 21 with that kind of money, what would you do? I was like, well, you're probably right.
That's a fact. I mean, but even in that situation, like, did he ever tell you, yo, dad, chill, man, like, this is my bank account. Like, what's good?
Well, I think, if anything, he likes to remind me that he worked for it. And okay. And what can you say to that?
Hey, it goes back to the foundation, man. You taught him that. You know what I mean? You told him, hey, you build yourself, you rule yourself, right?
Right there you go.
That's it.
So, there you go.
That's I don't find nothing wrong with that.
I can't because he earned it. You know what I mean? He earned every dime, and he's done some things that put, you know, his mom in to have a better lifestyle. He's put me in position to better myself, you know. He bought his mother a house. He bought me a house, you know. And
it's real, man.
I just think that he is he's honorably grounded, and I say that to say that I get DMs, I get texts, because you know he's from Atlanta,
yeah.
So of course, with me being from Atlanta. He get it all the time. I mean, like, he just told me last week, and I don't even know if he remembers telling me this, but he told me this every few months we see each other. He said, Dad, I can't go nowhere without somebody saying, I know your dad, you're Shannon's son, you know. And I said, yeah, I said, it's crazy that it could be that. And it goes to show you how much of an influence that I had on him, you know. Because I used to take him everywhere, and he was just Miles. He was just my sidekick. He was, you know, I wanted him to see how your dad operates. This is how I move. You know, some people could tell you less, tell you two things about what their dad do. You know, and I just really wanted him to know how I move. I wanted him to watch foreign films. I wanted him to watch films. You know, documentaries. You know, I just wanted him to really be a well-rounded young man. That's what was important to me. I had no idea he would become a celebrity. I just wanted him to be respectful, well-rounded, and did things with dignity. Those are things that were always important to me. Just be a well-rounded, well-spoken, Renaissance type man that know more things about. Culture and the world, and just knowing how to rap and knowing rap songs. You know, I want you to be well rounded. You know, he FaceTimed me about 2 days ago, and Miles hates vegetables. Mm. and he FaceTimed me, and all I saw was just like all natural vegan juice or something. And I was like, oh shit, you're drinking your vegetables. And I got super I got super excited. He started laughing. He said, chill, Dad, chill.
That's hilarious.
I was just like, you're having a vegetable juice. Now go get some kale and stuff. He's like, chill, man.
One step at a time, man. Well, Shannon, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You have proved why a father's presence matters, even when one of your kids becomes a star. You know, and I really, really appreciate that. I think this is a conversation that that fathers need to have more of, where it's like, yo, your kids got a dream. Your kids got a dream. Let's go support them. Yeah, you don't gotta support them. Let's just show them different ways to make that dream a reality.
There you go. It's not rocket science. You know, when you give your kids as a father, you know, I can't speak for my mother. I'm not a mom. I was raised by a mom and a dad, but as a father, man, when you got your dad out there looking at you while you're hitting in baseball or while you at football practice or running track, you know, it's like, damn, my dad took the time to be here.
Yeah.
You know, my dad took the time. And that's motivation in itself. I don't care who you are. If you look out there and you see your dad, yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, how many times have you been to an event, sporting event, school event, and you're the only dad there and you see the kids looking for their fathers?
Yeah, like, oh, come on. Where's my dad?
And when they finally see their dad, that excitement on their face is like they just went from 0 to 100.
Quick.
It's incredible. Yep. It's incredible what a dad's presence could do. And we just need more dads to now understand that it matters, right? Step up to the plate and give up your time. That's it. It matters.
Yes. It's not hard, man.
So how, you know, we didn't cover a bio. I wanted to tell people how dope I thought you were because of the whole touring with Dead Presidents, one of my favorite groups ever. You know what I mean? I grew up in the Bronx, so I love Dead Prez. You've been with some really cool people. But for people to find out more about you, what should they do? What should they follow?
I think it's just to dive in a little bit on who I am is social media. You know, I'm pretty frequent at posting. And a lot of times I'll either post just my work or it's me being proud of my kids, you know, and posting about you know things he's got going on or Nina or my oldest, you know, if it makes me proud, then I'm definitely going to talk about it and post about it. And that's at my full name at Shannon McCollum, SHANNONMCCOLLUM. You know, all together, no dots, no underscores, all one word. And that's Instagram and Facebook. And that's how where you can go and see me be who I am and, you know, try to be the best father and brother and dad I can be.
I love it. You know, just a side note for the viewers. When I found Shannon, it had nothing to do with Little Yachty. It was through the Fatherhood is Lit IG page. I remember you, I think you had posted something in the comment, like maybe a fist or even 100. I don't remember what it was. You commented something on one of my things and I was like, oh snap, let me follow this other dad. And then come to find out maybe 3-4 weeks later, I see who you are. So it's to show the testament of, that's a testament to the effort. When you put in effort as a father, you put in those pictures, people forget about all the stardom, right? Where it's now you're a person, and that's who I follow.
Yeah,
I follow the person, not what they do and who they know.
Yeah. I care less about that. I honestly, to not sure how I found your page, but man, just to see somebody that puts so much effort into to you know, men who are fathers and men that love their kids and they encourage their kids and posting things that we go through, you know, and man, that just, it just, I ain't gonna lie, man, it just truly warmed my heart because, you know, just like we know this Sunday, Mother's Day, it's gonna be a zoo everywhere you go. It's gonna be, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with, you know, the long lines and all the your whole timeline going to be about the mothers, and I think that's beautiful. But I also think that come Father's Day, we need to give the fathers that same energy. You know, I want to see all dads. I want to see dads on dads, and I want to see that being recognized and appreciated, just like the mother. You know, I love my mom. I love my mom. But I tell you what, man, when I see somebody show love to the fathers, wow. Like, that's just tremendous to me.
Thank you. And even with that being said, like, for me, it was more than just reposting. Like, some, like, at first it started with me telling the stories of the dads, you know, reposting, and then it led me to actually hosting events. And I can't tell you like how good it feels. Like, I get DMs from fathers telling me thank you for the inspiration, which is really, really dope and feels good. It is nowhere near compared to actually having a dad show up to the event, giving me a hug or giving me a pound and telling me, yo, thank you. Like, actually pulling them out and bringing them to do things with their kids, yo, phenomenal.
Oh, man, that's golden. That's got to feel amazing to you.
Ooh, it feels so good, man. It feels so, so good. My dad was the dad to the whole block.
Right on.
So I like to say that I want to put on for all the dads on the internet. You know what I mean?
Right on, man. So, love it.
Fatherhood is lit. Thank you so much for your time, Shannon. Anything you ever need, you got a friend in New York.
Right on, man. Same here in Atlanta.